From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
One of the major stories of 2011 was the outsourcing of Half Moon Bay City Services, which included both the police and recreation departments. In the case of Half Moon Bay Rec, it is now under the administration of the City of San Carlos, but the changeover has been, for the most part, rather seamless. Amy Griffin and Anna Curtell are supervisors working in Half Moon Bay. The Neighborhood News Report had a visit with them to get a feel for how the transition is working out. Amy was first up.
It's going really well. We began our programming with just adding contract classes and starting at that level. And in the last 6 months, we've met with various community groups and organizations to see how we can partner to build programs, working with the Coastside Tennis Club on tennis court usage, so working with the school district on facility space for maybe housing a summer camp this coming summer.
What was the biggest challenge that you came up against in the first 6 months?
I think one of the biggest challenges is just getting to know the community. Fortunately, we've had a few of our San Carlos staff, Anna included, that has worked in the Half Moon Bay community before. So they had some more insight as to, you know, where to reach out to the community to just get people aware of the change, aware that recreation programs are still continuing on the coast, just with a different service provider, you know, still wanting to provide the quality recreation programs that were here in the past.
So the hours of operation are pretty much the same as they were?
The hours of operation, our center is open at any time we're running programs. We do have set office hours where you can come into the Ted Adcock Community Center and meet our full-time staff. And that's Monday and Wednesday afternoons and Tuesday, Thursday mornings. But like I mentioned, our facility is open whenever we're having classes there.
What are some of the things that you would like to see in the new year as we go into 2012? What are some of the things that might be enhancements for the rec program?
Well, like Amy mentioned, we're bringing back Half Moon Bay, what's going to be called Half Moon Bay Adventure Camp this summer for the coastside. So we'll be having a summer camp for children on the coast and swim lessons up at the high school again. We're working that out right now. So we'll be having swim lessons this summer.
You know, we know there's a need out there for middle school programs. The Boys and Girls Club has a set number of participants that they can allow into their program, and we understand there's a long wait list of kids who can't get into the program. So we're brainstorming right now on ways to serve that population that needs that 3-6 programming for middle school students and where we can fit that into our building and programs.
Let's go back just a moment and talk about the upcoming summer camp program. Traditionally, how long is that camp? What's the time frame? How long does it last?
Normally it's an 8-9 week summer program, and it starts right when the kids get out of school and it ends right before they go back. So it's June, July, like the end of June, July, and then the beginning of August.
Now you call it a summer camp, but what does that specifically entail?
It's a full day camp where the kids come, they can get dropped off as early, I think as 7:30 in the morning, and they have like general camp activities, arts and crafts, songs, field trips. We're going to work out going up to the swimming pool for recreational swimming. And it's just a very outdoorsy camp experience for the kids.
Now, what's the total amount of children that can be included in that program? Do you have a max?
Our max would probably be based on facility. And I think right now we can take probably 100 to 150 kids.
And this is something that was done historically in the past as well?
Correct. San Carlos runs a really similar program, and so we're just going to mirror that same program over here.
And they've been pretty popular?
Oh, absolutely.
We're also looking to possibly add some special interest camps. So these would not be full-day options, but if a child had a particular interest in engineering, Legos, science, we'll have more specialized half-day camps for them as well.
Now, if a person is listening to this interview and they would like, maybe they're a retired person or they have time on their hands or they would like to get involved in a volunteer capacity or help in some way, do you encourage such things?
We do, yes. They can find an instructor application on the Half Moon Bay website. If you have a special talent or hobby or skill and you're looking to kind of provide that for the community and work as a contract instructor, we're always looking to add new programs for tots, youth, teens, and adults. So we encourage anyone to fill out an application, submit it, and contact us.
The community center for years and years has always been an area for seniors, for example. There's a lot of senior activities that have occurred there. Would you say that the ratio of senior programs is pretty much the same as it's always been, or do you see that growing or stabilizing in relationship to other demographic?
Right now, the programming for seniors has stayed consistent in the transition. All the classes and programs that were offered on a daily basis continue to be offered. Whether or not we add additional programming for seniors, we could in the future. A lot of our adult classes are adult, so we encourage even the 50-plus to take the ballroom dancing or
Zumba.
Or Zumba Gold, which is more low impact and not as fast-paced as some of our other classes.
Doug Long, who's the Park and Recreation's director, at a recent city council meeting, saying that the program so far has been successful and that other cities around the Bay Area are actually keeping an eye on what's going here because of the unique nature of outsourcing. We think of city outsourcing traditionally in the area of fire and police departments, that sort of thing, not necessarily on the level of recreation departments. So what have you heard about other communities taking an interest in what's unfolding here in Half Moon Bay?
Everyone's keeping an eye. That's what we know right now, is everyone's watching to see if we can pull it off. And right now we're doing a really good job. I think the staff over here, Amy and Janet Leus, have done wonders with getting new instructors and new programs and more kid activities in there. I know that my coordinator and I worked with the county, and we are currently putting on a STEM grant program. So that's a free program for kids after school. And that's working with other cities as well. So I think everyone is watching to see how it's going to turn out. And frankly, right now, I think it's working really, really well.
I think the outsourcing of recreation is just unique right now, in that a lot of city outsourcing, like you mentioned, is police, fire, maybe maintenance, where recreation is very hands-on in the community, face-to-face interactions with the public. And a lot of people's perceptions of your city is where they take their recreation programs. That's what they go to on a weekly basis. They take their classes, and that's kind of the face, quote unquote, face of the city. So I think that's where it's a very unique experience and opportunity for us to engage in this new community and kind of almost be the face of Half Moon Bay for some of these participants in our programs, is, you know, providing this service that touches people's hearts and emotions. It's their passion. They enjoy photography, or they enjoy sports or fitness or dance. And so this is where they go to engage in that.
From a city budget standpoint, certainly, if you can maintain those city services or even enhance them, mm-hmm. and do it in a cost-efficient manner, i.e. save money, then that's the name of the game. And that's why I'm sure a lot of other cities would be interested to see if something of that could be done. In the case of Half Moon Bay, having San Carlos as the umbrella for us, San Carlos has a well-received and a very successful recreation department, and you've got resources that you can draw on as part of your overall budget that would be more costly if we were doing it ourselves. Is that a fair summation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have very talented staff in San Carlos. And, you know, in our transition periods, we're really looking at a 12-month. In the first 12 months, what were our accomplishments and what new programs were we able to add? And so all of our staff is now kind of transitioning all of their program areas over here in Half Moon Bay. So like Anna mentioned, the summer camps, the aquatics programs, adding adult sports leagues, the classes, more youth development with the STEM grant and such. So we're all kind of taking a piece in it in providing these, just a wealth of recreation programs here.
So going back to something we stated earlier, if a person did want to get involved either as possibly helping with instruction or a program, or maybe assisting in just another way, they would contact either one of you. Is that correct? Would they just call the main number and ask for either one of you? Or?
Yes, they can call the main number. Our activity guides are available at the Ted Adcock Community Center, at the library, at City Hall, and various places. I think they're also available at all of the schools in the school district in the office. You had to pick it up and contact us.
Okay.
Definitely encourage people to come out and volunteer or teach classes for us any possible way, or if they have ideas on classes and things they'd like to see, that'd be awesome.
Okay. You know, and also moving to the summers, we're looking to add jobs here. So like Anna mentioned, the summer camp, I mean, we're going to need staff to run these summer camps. And so a great opportunity for Half Moon Bay residents that, you know, are interested in working with youth and have experience working with youth is we'll be looking to hire soon.
That's good news, isn't it? Especially yeah. in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. Well, listen, thank you both for coming in and giving us a little update on what's happening with the Half Moon Bay Recreation Department. And we certainly appreciate your talents and your abilities that you're bringing to our area. And thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Our thanks to both Amy and Anna for taking the time to update AM 1710 listeners on the current as well as future services that will be provided by the new Half Moon Bay Recreation Department. When the neighborhood news report continues, they say when you get old, you get cranky. In the case of the historic Main Street Bridge, it's more like cracky.
The Coastside Land Trust would like to welcome our newest intern, Francesca Federico.
Calling all artists. Are you or someone you know a fabulous local artist? Does your work feature open space on the coastside? Then the Coastside Land Trust has a wonderful opportunity for you to show your artwork. The Coastside Land Trust is calling all artists to exhibit their beautiful work at the Midwinter Gallery Show on February 12th through May 11th, located at the Coastside Land Trust office at 788 Main Street. We are looking for local artists and community members whose art helps to encompass the essence of the San Mateo Coast open space and the surrounding environment. For more information, please contact the Coastside Land Trust office at 726-5056 or check out our website at www.coastsidelandtrust.org or find us on Facebook. The application deadline is January 23rd, 2012. The Coastside is such a beautiful place to call home, and through your artwork, we can all take time to appreciate this wonderful environment in which we live.
This is Brian McNamara of Real Estate Funding, and you are listening to AM 1710, Neighborhood Radio, now serving all of Half Moon Bay.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto, 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. There is no getting around it. Winter is here. Don't let a sunny day fool you. The Coastside is known for rain, occasional high winds, and unsafe driving conditions. So don't risk being stranded on the road. It's time to be sure your car is properly maintained. Tire pressure. Did you know that tire pressure drops about 1 pound per 10 degrees of temperature? This could jeopardize your car's handling and put you at risk. Drop by Phil's Tire and Auto, and we will check your tire pressure and windshield wipers for free. And please, for your safety and those you love, leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you. It's impossible to stop quickly on wet roads. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind. It's 120 feet of history, well over 100 years of history to be exact. It's the Main Street Bridge, the most direct way of getting from Highway 92 to downtown Half Moon Bay. The bridge is showing signs of old age, and officials say cracks are an indication it needs repair. Engineers say the bridge is structurally deficient and could collapse in the event of a strong earthquake. The good news is that 95% of the funding to make those repairs have been secured. The bad news is that it will take up to 4 years to complete those repairs, which are slated to begin in 2013. It will also mean an inconvenience for the 1,500 people who cross the bridge on an average day. The goal would be to replace the bridge in pieces, allowing one lane of traffic to continue crossing while construction is underway. If repairs were to stay within budget, it will cost $7.5 million to complete the job. Things are heating up at the Coastside Fire Protection Board. The board recently voted 3-2 to authorize its attorney to look into canceling the 4-year-old contract with the State Fire Agency to manage fire services for most of the coast. There are indications that some local petitions may be in the works to voice displeasure at losing that contract. In another controversial subject, the board recently split 2-2 over bringing back retired Deputy Fire Marshal John Bredell. The two board members who voted no cited the appearance of cronyism since Riddell's brother Gary is a fire board member. Brother Gary recused himself, and the vote killed the proposal. The ribbon cutting and grand opening fanfare is scheduled for late January or early February, but the San Mateo Medical Center's Coastside Clinic at Half Moon Bay is up and running with expanded services for local patients thanks to a $1.7 million stimulus funds grant from a federal health agency. Located in Shoreline Station off Highway 1 and Kelly Street, the newly expanded clinic, which opened its doors on December 18th after closing in May of last year, occupies 8,800 square feet on the first floor, over seven times the original site of their 1,200 square feet space on the building's second floor. The clinic sees between 400 and 500 patients a month who are covered through Medi-Cal or county health plans. About half are Spanish-speaking. The expanded space has also allowed room for a dental clinic, which should roll out its services in late February or March. The RotoCare Clinic, a service of the Half Moon Bay Rotary Club, will operate on-site once a month on Wednesday evenings. And now, a look at Community Bulletin Board.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside.
For the last 20 years, the Half Moon Bay Lions Club has participated in the annual Nationwide Lions Student Speaker Contest, open to students at Coastside High Schools. Student contestants will speak on the topic, What Could the America of Yesterday Teach the America of Tomorrow? The contest is scheduled for February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Fire Station on Main Street. Speeches are judged not only on content, but also on presentation, including such aspects as projection and eye contact. For more information on the contest, contact Jim Ash at 442-8906. Again, 442-8906. The California State Summer School for the Arts is taking applications now for youth to attend one of the country's premier summer arts institutes. Those applying should be talented high school age visual, literary, media, and performing artists. Applications are due on or before February 28th. To learn more, visit www.cssa.ca.gov or call area code 916-229-5160. Again, the number to call is area code 916-229-5160. The Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay meets every Thursday at noon at the Community United Methodist Church located at 777 Miramonte Street in Half Moon Bay. The club supports and promotes local youth, literacy, the RotoCare Medical Clinic serving uninsured or underinsured Coastsiders, and global concerns including clean water and polio eradication. For information on the Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay, visit www.hmbrotary.org. That is www.hmbrotary.org. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
That's it for another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. And share the news of AM 1710 with your neighbors.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It seems like yesterday, but the Time Machine year of 2009 was, already, 3 years ago. Yet the ripples from that year stay with us. A financial crisis and recession that began in 2007 continues, as the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s, causing house prices to decline and unemployment to increase. The World Health Organization declares H1N1, influenza strain, referred to as swine flu, a global pandemic. Barack Obama is inaugurated as the 44th President of the United States. A tsunami triggered by an 8.3 quake near the Samoan Islands destroys communities and harbors in Samoa and America Samoa, leaving 200 dead. A 7.6 magnitude earthquake strikes in the northwest Sumatra, killing over 1,000 in Indonesia. Cost of living, monthly rent $675, a postage stamp 42 cents, bacon $3.19 a pound, gasoline $2.73 a gallon. Most of us would be happy with that price today. A movie ticket is a whopping $7.50. The top two selling movies are Harry Potter, The Half-Blood Prince, and Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. From the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, scientists examine waves of red ocean tides. Scientists are investigating an algae bloom that tinted the shore break at Surfers Beach, a vibrant, rusty red color. It's pretty rare to have these visible red tides along the coast, according to California Department of Public Health. The winner of the Half Moon Bay World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off is Don Young of Des Moines, Iowa, weighing in at 1,658 pounds. His colossal pumpkin went on to make further history by traveling down to Hollywood, appearing on The Conan O'Brien Show, where his record-breaking pumpkin was crushed on national TV by the monster truck Gravedigger. And the LPGA, Ladies Professional Golf Association, had its inaugural visit to Half Moon Bay. Most players love the ocean course. Professional golfers praise the Half Moon Bay golf course and the coastside area and hope to have more championship golf tournaments in Half Moon Bay in the future. The winning score was 9 under par and won by Paula Kramer. Our featured song from 2009, coming right up. I still have a calendar from 2009, and it makes for some interesting reading. I had almost forgotten the family cruise we took that year, which made a stop in Haiti, not long before the horrific happenings there. This calendar revealed some things that continue happening at Cameron's Inn, no matter how many years pass. We had the huge Super Bowl gathering, which is coming up soon. Come on, 49ers, you can do it. Thursday open mics and Saturday night karaoke were in full force. The Brits faithfully came every Tuesday night and still do, but now with added attraction of Buzz Time Trivia, which gets very exciting. Media folks came for their annual breakfast at the inn. Folks came to a barbecue following the 4th of July parade with all their pooches. The New Zealanders came for their annual hangy, with the traditional meat and potatoes cooking deep in a pit in our park area. We survived another pumpkin festival with the crowds who have discovered hanging out at Cameron's Inn until the traffic subsides is a nice ending to the day. And of course, we ended the year with our New Year's party, which welcomes families for a 9 o'clock celebration before the champagne toasting at midnight. We had our usual share of baby showers, wedding rehearsals, and memorial services, all representing the cycles of life. Who would think they would be so apparent at a pub? But a pub and a restaurant is a gathering place, no matter what the occasion. So come celebrate the many occasions throughout any given year, or make a reservation for your own special occasion, and we'll do our best to make it special indeed. We hope to have you grace our entrance at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Campground. This song was featured in a promo spot for NBC's 2009 fall season, The Biggest Loser. This piano-based power ballad finds a couple in love trying to overcome some difficulties and is a song of hope that someday they will work through their problems. It was the second single from the lead singer of the group Matchbox 20. In January of 2009, it topped out at number 7 on the Top 40 chart. Here's Rob Thomas with someday.
You can go. You can start all over again. You could try to find a way to make another day go by. You can hide, hold all your feelings inside. You could try to carry on when all you wanna do is cry.
Thanks for joining us. Until next week, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the Dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
The bargains are back. Back at the thrift store. The thrift store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay exists to help the seniors of the coastside. Help the seniors have a better quality of life. One so well deserved. Because your purchases go towards programs of worth. Programs to enrich their lives. Wouldn't you like to be a part of the thrift store's goal? Rather than wax on about such a poignant subject in these economic times, suffice it to say that the thrift store operates solely on your donations. So bring some in, take some superb bargains home. you'll help them as you help yourself. Listen carefully. Their hours are 10 to 4, noon to 4 on Sundays, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you missed that already, then phone them at 726-6543. Come visit the thrift store, 515 Kelly Avenue in the seaside village of Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Recently, there was a very informative article in the Wall Street Journal about how some medical problems can be identified by dental symptoms. For this reason, some medical and dental specialists are recommending that dentists play a bigger role in patients' overall health. For example, sometimes there are changes in the oral health, especially in the health of the gums, with diabetes, some cancers, pregnancy, immune disorders such as HIV, hormone imbalances, and drug issues. Sometimes the changes in the gums, teeth, and tongue occur early, even before a patient knows anything is wrong. There's also growing evidence that oral health problems, particularly gum disease, can harm a patient's general health as well, raising the risk of diabetes, heart disease, stroke, pneumonia, and pregnancy complications. One dental specialist cited in the article stated that there's a lot of data showing that there is a direct correlation between inflammation in the mouth and inflammation in the body. Recent studies also show that treating gum disease improves circulation, reduces inflammation, and can even reduce the amount of diabetic medication in people with diabetes. Such findings are fueling a push for dentists to play a greater role in patients' overall health. It's an opportunity for a dentist to recommend that the patient see a physician if there are abnormal findings that are suspicious. It's especially helpful for the patients who might go to the dentist but usually don't go to a doctor. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. I would like to share something with you that has recently taken place that's given my wife and I very deep satisfaction. Our son Brian has decided to join our practice. Brian, we are very, very happy and delighted to have you working with us.
Thanks, Dad. I'm really excited to be working here. I think it's great that I get to be working with my family every day. And I really like working in private practice because I get to spend a lot more time with all my patients. Where I do work at a public clinic over the hill, it is nice to be here where I can spend as much time as I want with each patient. It's great to be back in California. I really enjoyed my residency up in Juneau, Alaska, but I really look forward to seeing all the AM 1710 listeners.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today I've been talking about how some of medical problems can be identified by dental symptoms. One of the most common conditions picked up by dentists are signs of diabetes. With diabetes, the gum tissue may have a glistening, shiny look where it meets the teeth. The gums bleed easily and pulls away from the bone, and it's all throughout the mouth. An estimated 6 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it, and several studies suggest that dentists could really alert them. Many people who have periodontal disease are at risk for diabetes. With gum disease and high blood sugar, experts say that inflammation from infected gums makes it more difficult for people with diabetes to control their blood sugar level. And high blood sugar accelerates tooth decay and gum disease, creating more inflammation. So it can be what they call a vicious cycle. There's also growing evidence there's a link between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems. Inflammation in the gums raises C-reactive protein, thought to be a possible indicator with heart disease. C-reactive protein is a protein in the bloodstream that indicates inflammation or infection in the body, and it can be elevated in many diseases. Some proactive dentists have glucose monitors for checking blood sugar levels if they suspect diabetes. The Center for Disease Control actually recommends that dentists offer HIV testing because some of the first symptoms appear in the mouth, such as fungal infections and lesions. Many dentists also check for high blood pressure. And don't be fooled by white, shiny teeth. In some cases, a person may have pretty white teeth, but still have some gum disease and hidden tooth decay. What happens in this scenario is that their saliva is particularly protective of their tooth enamel, while their brushing and flossing habit, which is needed to keep the gum tissues healthy, is pretty lax. In those cases, a person can get inflamed and infected gums, but their teeth look good. So if the periodontal disease is not treated, they can actually lose their teeth. Well, all of this really emphasizes to me the importance of having those routine dental exams. It may actually help your dental health as well as your overall health. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
Hello, this is Nancy Arruda, owner of Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. I would like to spend a minute to share with you what's happening at Coastside Books. If you have not been into Coastside Books recently, you are in for a treat. New book inventory is arriving daily, including used and rare book finds. We have added specialty children's toys and games to complement our children's book section. We'd also like you to know that seniors 65 and older receive 10% discounts on the first Wednesday of every month. Credentialed teachers get a 20% discount on all children's books purchased for classroom use, and we also offer discounts for local book clubs. Coastside Books is a unique bookstore with titles you won't find elsewhere. Coastside Books is located downtown at 432 Main Street. Visit us on the web at www.coastsidebooks.com.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Heads up advertisers, now is the time to send me your ads for classifieds. The free ads we announce here on AM 1710, Half Moon Bay Radio, are becoming so popular that this year I have to alert you to the fact that if you want a timely response to what you have for sale, I ask you to get me those ads within a week of you deciding to sell. And as for garage sales, I need at least 2-week lead time on such. No use me talking up a sale of yours that has gone by and having buyers banging on your garage door and getting to toss stones at your house for false advertising. You know what I mean. Let me and others know well in advance of your ads. Thanks for that. And yet, some items can enjoy an open sell period until they are gone. As an example, 2 folding steel and canvas lounging type patio chairs. My goodness, that was long. And they're up for sale. They are stylish ones too. Oh sure, there's a nick and a scratch here and there, but still good for the outdoors. Call me at 453-4000 and I will put you in contact with the seller. Time for food for thought. If you are worried about travel for someone who needs assistance, contact Flying Companions. Seek them out online. They pair older adults with trained travel companions. Now that's caring concern. It really is. The name again is Flying Companions. 10% of homeless folk have pets. Offer dry pet food as a helping hand if you think cash would be used for some other purpose. Save some money. Oh, I know. Who's got it to put away? I'm not suggesting any amount. I am suggesting of getting into the habit. Every week, a bill or two into a jar or even some silver coins every week. It's a habit that grows. You just get into the habit. Put aside one single day when you never ever, and I mean never ever, look at the time. just one day. Tell me what effect it had on you. Email me at classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info. I wager you'll be surprised. Okay, another Classifieds is done, and for those who have been waiting, 'tis time for my weekly chuckle. If a mime swears, does his mum wash his hands with soap? I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
The Coastside Land Trust would like to welcome our newest intern, Francesca Federico.
Calling all artists. Are you or someone you know a fabulous local artist? Does your work feature open space on the coastside? Then the Coastside Land Trust has a wonderful opportunity for you to show your artwork. The Coastside Land Trust is calling all artists to exhibit their beautiful work at the Midwinter Gallery Show on February 12th through May 11th, located at the Coastside Land Trust office at 788 Main Street. We are looking for local artists and community members whose art helps to encompass the essence of the San Mateo Coast open space and the surrounding environment. For more information, please contact the Coastside Land Trust office at 726-5056 or check out our website at www.coastsidelandtrust.org or find us on Facebook. The application deadline is January 23, 2012. The Coastside is such a beautiful place to call home, and through your artwork, we can all take time to appreciate this wonderful environment in which we live.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
You'll pay less and get more. Get more value for your dollar, that is, at the gas station known as More for Less, on the corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Let us be realistic with this advertisement. It's a gas station. They sell petrol. They offer water and air. So, what's so different about More for Less? True, most folks believe that gas is gas is gas. So, if you think that way, come into More for Less, because manager Mike Brandt shuffles the numbers to make his prices the best on the coast. Gasoline, sodas, beers, wines and snacks, and hot premium coffee. The help behind the counter does just that. They help you. How novel that is. Six pumps to serve you efficiently and very easy in and out from Kelly Avenue or Highway 1. So, if your mode of transportation runs on gasoline and price and quality are your prerequisites, drive into More for Less, the auto service stop that will make you glad you did.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to Pet Patrol. I'm Crystal Livingston, your host and the owner of Kibbles and Gifts. Today I'll be talking about stinky dogs. I got a call from my evil stepmother the other day. She's not really evil. She's great, but evil goes with the title. Anyway, she called wanting help with their stinky dog, Kylie. Kylie is a spaniel mix. She has an oily coat, which contributes to her smell. A lot of the sporting breeds, labs, spaniels, hounds, etc., have oily coat. They were bred this way because the oil repels water. These guys, if they're doing their jobs, what they were bred for, end up tromping through lots of water. There isn't any one thing you can do to make the smell of an oily coat go away, but there are some products you can use that will temporarily help with the smell. Earth Bath makes wipes like baby wipes for dogs. They're unscented ones and two formulas with a scent. These are a nice way to quickly get dust off your dog and give them a fresh scent. Nature's Chemistry makes a waterless bath. It's a great product to clean up your dog and get the stinky off. I've used both of these products and I like them a lot. Having said that, everyday use, especially on an oily coat, could attract dirt. Both of these products have conditioners. I'd say try them out and see how your dog's coat and smell responds to it. Nature's Miracle just came out with a spray for our stinky friends. It has the Nature's Miracle enzyme blend along with aloe vera, lemon peel, and fragrance. It also controls dander, which is a good thing. I haven't used it, but I'm very excited about this product. I might try using this product along with the wipes. Some dogs smell due to skin problems. In fact, if you bathe your dog too much, he can develop skin problems and get smellier. Skin problems can be caused by diet, allergies, or medical issues. It's always a good idea to consult with your vet regarding any problem your dog may have. Hilton Herbs makes a great shampoo with coal tar, neem, and tea tree. I know that doesn't sound real pleasant, but it's a good medicated shampoo. It works as an antibacterial and antifungal agent. It also helps with dull, dry, or flaky coats. If your dog's itchy and chewing on himself, it'll contribute to bad odors. Even dogs that don't have bad breath still have doggy breath and doggy saliva. Getting that all over their coats ups the stink meter. Dogs have sweat glands in various parts of their body. These are areas that get especially smelly. The two biggest culprits are the ears and the feet. If your dog has an ear infection, this can make him pretty odoriferous. But even without infection, ears can be really stinky. Using a good ear wash on a regular basis will cut down on the smell. It'll also help prevent infections. Ear wipes can also be used to do a minor cleaning and freshening up of the ears. Last but not least, the feet. Wiping down your dog's feet can help with smell. It's like cleaning under a person's arms. I hope this helps everyone with a beloved stinker they may have in their life. This is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the Coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
Well, my name is Norm. I live in Half Moon Bay. I started coming to Calvary Chapel about 4 years ago, and I love Brian, the pastor, the folks that are here, and I learned a lot about the Bible. I wanted to learn about the Bible, and this is a great church to learn and study.
My name is Carrie Morris. I live in Redwood City, and my family and I attend Calvary Chapel because we love the fellowship, the teaching, and just the wonderful sense of belonging that we found here.
Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Prisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
We love Calvary Chapel!
This is Dan Handler of Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. For community news, information, and entertainment, AM 1710 is your ideal coffee break.
This is Pablo Jr. of Joe's Family Style Restaurant of Half Moon Bay. It's a new year, and we at Joe's wish you the very best. But there are some things that will not be new in 2012. You are going to receive the same great food and same great service that has made Joe's Family Style Restaurant one of the favorites for Coastsiders and visitors. We have a variety of great dishes that will continue to please you in the new year. Pasta, fish, steak, and veal are just some of the meal types waiting to delight you. Remember also that Joe's is always known for hearty breakfasts, tasty lunches, and a variety of great dinner items. All of us at Joe's look forward to serving you in the near future. See you soon.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Coastside Carousel is on the air again. As listeners know by now, Coastside Carousel is designed to promote music by artists that appear here in Half Moon Bay. And all the way from San Francisco to Santa Cruz, but Coastside Players is what we're all about. In the studio, I have the Luis Rojas Jazz Quartet. I really do. It's more than just Mr. Rojas. But let's start with Luis. Thank you for coming to the studio today, Luis.
Great to be here.
The format is pretty straightforward, just to learn about the group, tell us about the individuals, and I have two others here with me, and we'll be talking to them pretty soon. But give me the background. How did the quartet get started?
Well, we've known each other for some time. I met Paul, the bass player, who you'll be talking to in a minute, at a jam session over on the other side of the hill. And I met Alan at a jazz workshop over at the City College. We got a class together there with Mike Galasados, who's the musical director.
How long ago was this?
Let's see. Paul, probably about a year and a half, and Alan about a year.
I've met you before. We've had an interview about a year ago, and I thank you for that. A little bit more personality, some background on Luis himself. How did you personally get started? Dare I mention a little connection with Cuba?
Sure, yeah. Well, my mom was a very musical person, always singing around the house, and she bought me a toy guitar when I was a kid. And I like to tell a story that I drove her crazy with a guitar, to the point where at one point she just, smashed it into smithereens. No, not to make her sound like a mad person, but I was just always pushing the envelope, let's say. I love the guitar. I play bass as well, but the guitar has always been my passion. So started playing rock and roll here in the States. Moved here about 44 years ago from Cuba. Came at the tender age of 11. And then from there, I graduated dance music and then fell in love with jazz and never looked back.
Yes, and I listen to your music not only by your CDs, but I've heard you play in person, and we'll get to that later. Gentlemen with you today, why don't you introduce them if you would?
I have Paul Lynch. He's our bass player. He's also a multi-instrumentalist, plays a lot of instruments, but with us he holds down the bottom end. And Alan Lee, who's also a multi-instrumentalist, he plays keyboards with us, but he also plays tenor sax.
Good. All right, why don't we have a little chat with Mr. Lynch. Hello, Paul. Thank you for coming into our studio. Tell us a little bit about Paul Lynch. Where do you fit into the quartet?
Well, basically, I play the bass, and I've been with us. We've been together for about a year and a half. Luis and I share a common path in that I also came to America when I was 11.
From?
From Argentina. So, well, what can I tell you? It's about the music. I really enjoy playing jazz.
Your instrument of choice?
Yeah, bass. And I like jazz mostly because you really have to listen to each other. And I find that as far as other types of music, jazz really requires that in order for it to work.
Expand on that a little.
Well, the idea that you're playing together, everybody's ad-libbing, everybody's making up different melodies and things as we go, but you really have to be sensitive to the dynamics of what's going on, melodically, rhythmically, in terms of feeling. And I find that a wonderful model, really, for people in general, because we really do have to learn how to listen to each other more carefully. It's a great parallel, I find, in the music.
Sensitive to each other. I'm rather touched by that. You play elsewhere? Do you play with just Luis, or do you have other gigs going?
No, I play with another band called Los Nadies. We're based in San Francisco, and that's more of a Latin rock kind of band. It's a totally different vibe altogether, you know.
So it's not so much as a preference to jazz, it's just another parallel choice of yours.
I would say, yeah. Yes. Another way of expressing myself.
Another way of expressing
musically,
yourself.
Musically,
yes. I understand that. Well, thank you, Paul. Let's bring in Alan Lee now. Welcome to the studio.
I grew up in Belmont, and grew up there, went to school, started piano lessons at age 8. My sister, who's 3 years older, had piano lessons before I did. I had the musical bug inside me even at that early age. And when I heard her play, I begged my mother, I want piano lessons, I want piano lessons.
You begged to have piano
right.
lessons. Well, I had piano lessons thrust down my throat, so I begged my mother, let me go.
So I must have been only 5 or 6.
Yes.
And so when I was old enough, deemed old enough, at age 8, I finally got piano lessons. I really took to it and played all through elementary school, classical and piano. And then in school, in 5th grade, there was a band, school band, and they said, do you want to play an instrument? So I chose French horn.
Goodness.
And I played French horn all through elementary, junior high, high school, in the school band. And then by the time I got to high school, they had jazz bands. I went to Carlmont in Belmont, and I played piano in the jazz band there, and that's how I got into jazz.
That's a school that's known fairly well for that. It's a good, good class.
I believe. Back in the 70s, especially, they had some really good bands there. Program, the director Richard Bice, he was really strong. There's been a bunch of professional musicians come out of there: Mad Duran, Todd Dickow, Kurt Moore, and some others, Perry Thorsell. That's when I really got into jazz more. My father also was a jazz fan. He always used to have K-Jazz back in the day.
Oh, yes.
On in the house all the time. So I would always be hearing it in the background.
Yeah, that's a sad day, the demise of that station.
I absorbed a lot that way, I'm sure.
Alan, you enjoy playing with the quartet, I presume?
I do. I enjoy playing to this day. I consider it a lifelong pursuit, and you can never, well, however far you get, there's always more.
There's always more room for improvement, more room for creation.
Growing, expanding, yes, exploring. Very much
so. Gentlemen, thank you for coming again as I asked for you to drop by our studio. Let's go back to Luis now, if I may. Luis, the album that I'll be playing two tracks from today is your latest release, and the first track is Blue Bossa. Tell us about Blue Bossa.
That was a tune written by Kenny Dorham. It was released in 1963, and it was originally on Joe Henderson's Page One album, but Kenny Dorham made that famous, and of course, every jazz musician out there knows this song is one of those seminal standards that everybody learns. There's a website that I like to look at called Just Standards, and they rank a number of standards. This one is number 557 in the top 1,000. Very, very popular tune.
Mm-hmm. And the second track we'll be hearing, of course, is a classic by Mancini, Days of Wine and Roses. Tell us about your arrangement on this.
Yeah, and Days of Wine and Roses is another one of those great jazz standards. That particular one came out in 1962, and as you probably know, it won an Oscar and a Grammy. Henry Mancini was a composer, and then the lyricists were Johnny Mercer. We kind of arranged that I would do half the melody, and Alan takes the other half of the melody, so we take A and B part, and then we swap them around, so we wanted to do kind of a little bit of give and take on that.
Well, I'm anxious to get to your music. Listeners, sit back, relax. But I do want to remind you that we are sponsored here at Coastside Carousel, and being able to bring in such groups as the Luis Rojas Jazz Quartet by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn of Half Moon Bay. And I can announce another service to travelers, that there is now an RV park and campsite that has been opened right beside the pub itself. And as 2012 goes on, owner Cameron Palmer plans on expanding this new facility. Stay tuned, because I will keep you abreast of the week-to-week, month-to-month progress. And are you ready to learn about this upcoming addition to his property? Soon, an outdoor beer garden. With all the panache of those you see in beer gardens overseas, will be built for your enjoyment come spring 2012. Now that is going to be a big hit here on the coast, I can assure you. And more on that later. And if you wish, I invite you to visit their website, www.cameronsinn.com. And if you want a telephone number as well, listen up, 726-5705. 726-5705. Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now camping. At the south entrance to Half Moon Bay, you can't miss the English-looking establishment on the west side of Highway 1. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now to the music of Luis Rojas Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. The music is to my liking. I've always liked this style of jazz. I grew up with it in Australia as a kid. It fits so many calming situations, and yet you can certainly do some toe-tapping to it. Luis, before we go off air, however, I talked about a quartet, but we only talked about three. Where's number four?
Number four is our great drummer, Sal D'Amato. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us.
But he's usually on tap when we go and visit you.
Absolutely.
And talking about visiting you, now is the time for you. Let me know. How can I come by your music? How can I come to see the quartet? Where are you playing?
You can visit our website. It's www.luisrojas.com. The same way my name is spelled, LuisRojas.com. We play every other Friday down at Joe's Restaurant at the south end of town, right here in Half Moon Bay. So come on by. We usually play from 6:30 to 8:30 every other Friday night.
And I have been there, listeners. I want you to understand that Joe's is more than what appears from the highway. The food is superior, if sometimes even dishes made by the owner himself. And to have that accompanying Luis Rojas and the quartet, it's a fine night out on a Friday. Comfortable, good music, and good listening. And that's what I want to sign off with. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell, and I do wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
This is your AM 1710 coffee break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. It's time once again to open the Outland Java mailbag. This week we have a letter from Lisa asking, should I freeze my coffee beans? Well, this is the most common question I get up at the factory. The answer is absolutely no. See, the reason is that freezing will change the chemical structure of the coffee. It'll crystallize the oils, and they'll go rancid. So whatever you've heard, you do not freeze them. You want to buy in small quantities, more frequently, and keep it fresh. Outland Java roasts only certified organic coffee beans. Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 coffee break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.